Twitter suspends researcher who exposed Antifa journalist connections. By Alam Bokhari on May 31, 2019. Twitter has suspended the account of Owen Lenihan, a researcher who mapped out connections between mainstream journalists and the violent far-left Antifa movement on Twitter, following a mass reporting campaign by left-wing activists. Lenihan published the results of his research at Quillette, where he explained the twofold objective of his project. First, to discover the journalists who were most closely linked to Antifa via social media. Second, to discover if those journalists covered the extremist movement favorably or negatively. Via Quillette. In October 2018, my research partner and I decided to investigate the truth of this impression by using a mix of network mapping and linguistic analysis to see which prominent journalists who covered Antifa also were closely connected to leading Antifa figures on social media. We then inspected the Antifa-related stories these journalists had written. We created a dataset of 58,254 Antifa or Antifa-associated Twitter accounts based on the follows of 16 verified Antifa seed accounts. Using a software tool that analyzed the number and nature of connections associated with each individual account, we winnowed the 58,254 Antifa or Antifa-associated Twitter accounts down to 962 accounts. This represents a core group of Twitter users who are connected in overlapping ways to the most influential and widely followed Antifa figures. Of these 962 accounts, 22 were found to be verified, of which 15 were journalists who work regularly with national-level news outlets. The journalists included contributors to The Guardian, The New Republic, Al Jazeera, and The Huffington Post. Unsurprisingly, Lenihan's analysis of the journalists who mingle with Antifa on Twitter found that none of them covered the movement critically. That correlation turned out to be quite pronounced. Of all 15 verified national-level journalists in our subset, we couldn't find a single article, by any of them, that was markedly critical of Antifa in any way. In all cases, their work in this area consisted primarily of downplaying Antifa violence while advancing Antifa talking points, and in some cases quoting Antifa extremists as if they were impartial experts. Breitbart News has previously covered the mainstream media's sympathy for Antifa. CNN, Antifa's violence against bigots is right, and New York Times glorifies Antifa with style guide, tactical advice, as well as the violent movement's allies in Silicon Valley. See Wikipedia editors seek to downplay Antifa violence and far-left ideology, and Demora lawsuit highlights Google's links to Antifa domestic terrorists. Breitbart News has reached out to Twitter for comment. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter, gab.i, and add him on Facebook. Email tips and suggestions to alambokhari@protonmail.com.